Well, hello, GWA Backstage. I'm gonna try this non-sexy, officially, backstage accent challenge. Shit, my dishwasher just went on, so I hope that doesn't create too much distraction or background noise. All right, without further ado, here we go. Pronounce my username, Superb Mess. Feel free to call me Superb or SM. Less of a fan of Messy, but whatever. I am from Vancouver, British Columbia, the most beautiful place on earth. It even says so on our license plates. I don't know what it's called when someone throws toilet paper on the house. I feel like that's not a skill set I've ever possessed. That bubbly carbonated drink is called champagne or soda. I don't know. I don't drink like pop or soda or whatever. What term do I use for gym shoes? Neglected. No. Runners. But when we lived abroad, I fell in with local parlance and called them trainers. What do I call my grandparents? Dead. This is terrible. I'm not answering these right. I called them Grandma and Nana and Grandpa. The thing with wheels in the supermarket is called the shopping cart? I don't know. This feels like a skill testing question. What do I use to change channels on the TV? Netflix. Or a remote. Choose any book and read a random passage. So this is actually why I wanted to do this, because I think it's kind of beautiful. One of my jobs in my world is working with people who are dying. And so I have a lot of death-related books. So this is from a book called Being with Dying by Roshi Joan Halifax. And it's a contemplation. All of us will die sooner or later. Death is inevitable. No one is exempt. Holding this thought in mind, I abide in the breath. Even though it may be difficult for you to realize that someday you will die, there is no way around it. Not a single being, no matter how spiritually evolved, powerful, wealthy, or motivated, has escaped death. The Buddha, Jesus, and Muhammad did not evade it, nor will you or I. All the gifts of your life, education, wealth, status, strength, fame, gender, friends, and family will make no difference. Death lends profound equality to us all. Do I personally think I have an accent? I am aware of my West Coast Canadian accent when I go other places, for sure. Even, like, Toronto or further East Canada, for sure. But in my context, nope. These words. Aunt, envelope, theater, cot, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon. This just gets so silly. Herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminum. I'm not going to say that one because I feel like I'm going to get laughed at. New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile if it's for a phone, or mobile if it's for Alabama, country, biscuit, garage. Whew. Okay, any three words that come to mind? Awesome, house, fuck. I had to throw one in there. And that's that. That's me. Hope you enjoyed this silly little backstage access pass. See you on the flip side.